Northern Syria remains a hotbed of fighting. It's mainly between Kurdish soldiers and Syrian militia backed by Turkey. American troops, as you know, are out. So are most international humanitarian groups, but the Free Burma Rangers remain. The NGO's aid workers drive ambulances to the front lines. We reached the founder of the group, David Eubank, at his base at a hospital in Taltamir, Syria. He's actually mourning the loss of one of his team members, Zhao Song, a Burmese humanitarian worker who was killed on Sunday. I asked Eubank what happened to his colleague.
We heard that there were three wounded Kurdish soldiers that were holding off the onslaught, and we moved up to get them and found other soldiers fleeing because the attack was too heavy with armor. But we just drove quickly through the fire and got behind a building, and we could see where the three wounded were, and the Kurds ran out to grab them, and I drove my ambulance up to get them. Gonzalo said, tank, tank, and it opened up at us six times and missed. We got all the wounded in our vehicle. They shot us machine guns, RPGs.
Medic in here!
Medic, medic!
And kept missing us.
Get in the car!
Get in the car!
Get in the car!
Zhao filmed the whole thing. That was the day before yesterday. Then yesterday, we were further back at a casualty collection point we set up and had taken care of two wounded from mortar strikes. And Zhao was working on that video from the day before that we wanted to send out to show the fighting and show the rescue. And he was working in the vehicle, which we have an armored ambulance, a couple of them. He was working in it. When he got done, he sat down outside the vehicle behind a wheel well with his back towards the enemy, but with the vehicle protecting him in a relatively safe place. I got in the vehicle with his laptop, and that's when, we don't know, it was a drone or a mortar round, landed 7 yards from us and killed Zhao instantly. Mohammed, who was wounded six times next to me in the Battle of Mosul, who recovered, was also wounded. He has about 30 small fragments in him, but he's okay. And our vehicle is heavily damaged, but it could move. So we evacuated Zhao, but he was dead at the moment. And the Kurds knew he was dead in the hospital, but out of their respect for us, out of their love, we gave him CPR, oxygen, adrenaline, electric shock, everything long after he was dead. And that really touched me that they kept trying, and I was praying for a miracle.
I gather he was kind of an uncle to your kids back in Burma, Dave. How did you meet Zhao?
Yes, he was an uncle. And in fact, when I called my daughter, my oldest daughter, who's now 19, she's known Zhao since she's like three. She just let out, this big scream. No, 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 Zhao. He raised my kids. I'm sorry. He raised my kids.
I'm sorry.
And they love him. He's always laughing and always joking and just funny guy. And his relationship to me was, okay, it's dangerous. We got to go help these people. We got to do this. No one has to go. And he looks at me and he goes, where are you going? I said, I'm going. He goes, I go with you. That's how he was.
I mean, can you help us understand why this citizen of Burma, Zhao Song, he traveled halfway around the world to follow you and your NGO to help out those injured on the Syria-Turkish border? Why?
He said, because people have helped me in our struggle for freedom. I want to give back. You know, Burma's 70 years of civil war. His people have been under attack constantly. And he said, I want to help people, and I know how to do it. I'm only an okay medic, but I can shoot photos and tell a story. And I believe that this story is the most powerful weapon we can have to put a light on real human beings in real trouble, and I want to motivate people to help them. And so first it was the Yazidis trapped on Sinjar Mountain. We were up there together. And then it was the Battle of Mosul, which he followed the whole thing and did a lot of the filming. And then it was the situation of ISIS here in Syria. He just felt, I've been given a lot, I'm going to go. And the only time he slowed down was when he got married last year, and he waited till his child was born, and then he joined us again.
I have to ask you this, Dave. It's a kind of a tough question, but does Zhao's death give you pause about your own efforts to follow your own courageous path with others beside you?
Oh, yeah. I feel totally responsible. I brought him here. I brought him everywhere. He trusts me. We were in a dangerous area. I mean, the people that killed him were the Turks and their proxies, the Free Syrian Army, that's sure. The people that allowed to have them was our government, that's sure. But I'm the one who brought him in to help people. And so I feel that responsibility, and I feel a deep sorrow. It's, of course, it's dangerous. It's very dangerous for them. We've lost some. They've lost thousands.
Are you seeing or hearing anything about U.S. troops close to where you are in this border area?
Well, we saw them drive away, which was a horrible feeling, and I'm sure they feel terrible. One day we went to do a rescue at a hospital, and the irony was watching the Americans go away from us when we needed their help and watching their attack helicopter gunships fly support over their convoys they left as we went pretty much naked in to go help people in a really bad place.
David Eubank heads the Free Burma Rangers, a humanitarian group that's providing frontline medical care on the Syria-Turkey border. Dave, thank you. And again, our condolences to you on the death of your colleague, Zhao Song.
Thank you. And I'm so glad you get the news out.